Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself.
National Bicycle Greenway Director Martin Krieg spent some time talking to five different people who work in San Francisco as professional bike messengers. He set out to learn more about an occupation that few people know very much about. Hopefully, you will go away with a better understanding of how what looks like glory and fun to some is a lot like any other kind of work, where responsibility, discipline, patience, and people skills are important keys to success.
Okay, we're at the corner of Market and Battery at the, what do you call it, the statue? The statue. And it's also the dividing line and where the bay used to end in San Francisco before the discovery of gold. You've seen that sign right there, right? I'm sitting here with Wendy, and she's a bike messenger. Wendy, can I ask you real quick, who are your clients?
There are a range of people, from architects to lawyers to anyone who just wants to send a package to some person down the street, essentially.
How long have you been doing this?
6 months.
Is it fun?
Yes.
And are you from San Francisco?
Not originally, no.
So what kind of stuff do you deliver? What's an example of the kinds of things that you schlep around taking to offices?
Typically just envelopes or boxes, sometimes books, binders. Nothing really crazy.
What's the biggest thing you've ever delivered?
I delivered a 50-pound box.
50-pound box?
Uh-huh.
How'd you carry that?
On my bag.
On your back?
Yeah, you strap it to the bag.
Yeah. How long does an average delivery take?
For shortboard, like just downtown area, from one place to the next, usually like maybe 5 to 10 minutes max.
Really? Okay. And so how much of your time are you riding versus inside of buildings?
I don't know. I probably ride 2/3 of the time and spend maybe a third in a building or something.
Are you in elevators a lot?
Yeah.
Well, how high up do you go?
The highest building in the city is 555 Cal, and I got 53 floors.
53 floors. So what type of bike are you riding there?
I ride a Garciotti road bike.
Oh, wow. Is there a best type of bike? Is that your only bike?
It's my only bike.
Okay. Is there a best type of bike for this kind of work? Fixed gear or I know that's not a fixed.
I guess that really depends on who's riding the bike and what they want from their bike when they ride it.
Is there a weight limit you won't carry over 50 pounds or something like that?
No, I'll carry over 50 pounds. I don't think my dispatcher would give me something that weighed more than 50 pounds. If I can't stand up with it, I'm not going to carry it.
Huh, great. Okay. So now, Wendy, when you started 6 months ago, it was winter time, I guess, and would that be correct? It was winter, cold and rainy?
Uh-huh.
How do you keep yourself presentable when you walk into offices?
You don't stay presentable at all.
No?
You get wet and dirty.
Really?
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Hmm. And how about like in and out of buildings when it's like last week we had all that heat? What's it like going in and out of climate control buildings where you're hot 1 minute and chilled the next? Do you feel like it's compromising your health?
No, you know, actually the buildings in San Francisco aren't that bad. There's not a lot of air conditioning here because it's not a hot city. So you don't oftentimes walk into a building that's like freezing cold in comparison to the heat outside.
Okay.
I'm excited.
How long do you think you're going to do this kind of work?
I don't know. As long as I want to.
And you're saying it's fun, though?
Yeah.
All right. Do you live here in the city?
I do.
And I guess you don't have a car?
Nope.
And I guess I've asked this to some of the other messengers. Not many bike messengers have cars. Is that correct?
No, not really. There's no need for a car if you have a bike and you can ride it, you know?
Now, a lot of this work is built around familiar faces, I think. What I'm hearing, that you kind of build up a clientele of people you're used to seeing and things like that.
Yeah.
Is that how it shows up for you as well?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you get a lot of regulars. You go to a lot of the same companies. You learn people's names. see the same faces pretty much over and over and over again.
Do you feel like your work is respected as a bike messenger by these people?
Some people respect my job and some people don't.
Some people probably think you're just a bike messenger.
Yeah, scummy bike messenger. Yeah. I mean, I am just a scummy bike messenger, but at least I'm delivering their packages.
Right on. How long does an average delivery take?
About 5 to 10 minutes if you're just going from one building to the next.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it does. But like I said, for short board, well, like downtown.
So what is your range? How far will you go?
Because I ride short board, the farthest that I go right now is probably like, I don't know, maybe Powell or Taylor that way, and Bay that way, and Barry that way.
So we're talking about a mile or so?
Yeah.
1 mile range? What is short board?
Short board just means that I do all the short runs. I do just downtown. Longboard does stuff that goes to the courthouse. The farthest that longboard at my company goes to is to Visadero.
And can you make a living doing this?
Yeah.
And are there people that do this and have been doing this for a long time, to your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you see a future in this with computers and FedEx? I mean, this is around to stay, huh?
Mm-hmm. Bike messenger? I don't know.
No? Huh. What kind of work did you do before you were a bike messenger?
I was a nanny.
You were a nanny?
Uh-huh.
Wow. And where were you a nanny at? What city?
San Francisco.
What a trip. What a whole different world, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, from a safe situation to a really just random out there kind of going for it world, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone down these tracks that I see everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A couple times.
And have you ever been doored?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Don't get doored. Don't even see yet.
Someday, I'm sure it's bound to happen.
No, don't do that. Do you ever get tips from customers?
Very rarely.
Yeah? How about bonuses from your employer?
No, I don't think so. I get benefits and crap like that, but no bonuses.
Benefits mean health benefits?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not all companies offer health benefits.
Wow. Huh. So your job as a bike messenger, it pays the bills, it's honorable, it feels like it's real good, solid work, huh?
For me.
Yeah?
I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm unsatisfied.
Are you making more than you made as a nanny?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Huh. I didn't make that much as a nanny, though. I got kind of ripped off.
Yeah? So I've asked you before if it's fun. Do you feel like it's there's glory in doing this kind of work?
No.
No?
No.
You said earlier, bike messenger scum. Some people will allude to it in that way.
Oh, yeah.
And yet...
Though I'll tell you they're scummy.
Yeah?
No one will deny it.
Well, and yet people in the bike realm, most bike people, kind of want to be a bike messenger in some way or the other. A lot of them, kind of, if they would do work, they'd kind of maybe want to be a bike messenger.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, definitely. Yeah. But I wouldn't say that it's a glorifying job. You're just delivering packages to people, you know, all day long.
How do you lock your bike up?
I just lock my my head tube right there to a pole. If there's no pole, I just lock my back wheel and my frame.
Do you know how to work on your own bike?
Yes.
Yeah. Does that come in handy, and is that crucial for this type of work?
It comes in handy. I don't think it's crucial, but I think it's ridiculous if you own a bicycle and you can't work on one.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Okay. Well, finally, in sum, what would you say to someone considering this type of work? Another girl, a little girl, for example, thinking about this is that. Do you see a career in this?
You could do it for a very long time. A lot of people do. Some people have been doing it for 10, 15, 20, 27 years.
Yeah.
I think is the longest person someone's been doing it for. You can totally make a career out of it if you want to. It just depends on what you want out of life.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to do it, just try it.
Would you recommend it?
Happens. Yeah, for sure. If you like to ride bikes and...
How do the drivers treat you and the customers? Do you feel like they're all respectful of your work?
It varies. It depends on who the people are. Some people are going to dislike me no matter what. Some people are going to respect what I do.
I knew I wanted to ask you, and this probably should have been earlier in the interview, but when you're sitting here at the statue, and it's nice and we're baking in the sun right now, San Francisco can get pretty cold. And we both agree with that, correct? No matter what the season.
Yeah.
How do you address that? I mean, you're dressed in shorts right now.
I just wear layers.
Yeah?
So, like, I have socks, I have arm warmers, and then I have a sweater and a scarf. And that's really all you need, because when you're riding, that even that can be too much when it's cold.
Right. How about when you're waiting for work, though, sitting around? How do you keep warm?
It doesn't get too cold. It doesn't get so bitterly cold that, like, you know, you freeze your ass off just sitting around.
Okay. Let me just finally sum this up and just say, what's your name again? I forgot.
Wendy.
And Wendy is a 20-something bike messenger that is out here keeping her femininity, having fun doing this, and it's a great thing, and a former nanny at that. So this has been Martin Creek from the corner of Battery and Market and talking with bike messengers. Thanks, Wendy. Anything you care to add?
No, I think that's all.
Okay, and thanks for sharing lunch with us. She's trying to do a burrito, and we're interrupting her. Okay, see you later, recorder. Bye.
You just heard from one of the five bike messengers who took time for our NBG Mountain Movers podcast series. Hopefully you were able to get an inside look at how regular, everyday people use the bicycle for a genuine livelihood.
That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG Director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the NBG, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.